With less than a week to go before a planned bus driver strike, Dayton public school officials have yet to release details of a backup student transportation plan. The local 627 chapter of the OAPSE Bus Drivers Union announced plans to strike last week after contract talks with the district broke down. DPS officials say there are no plans to continue negotiations with the union before the April 10th strike date. To learn more about how the impending driver strike could impact DPS parents and students, WYSO's Jess Mador spoke with WYSO education reporter April Leslie. There are just a few days left before this potential strike. So, April, how likely is it that drivers will walk out? You know, is there any chance the district and the bus drivers union will come back to the negotiating table?
Well, it's hard to say. We know that the two parties reached an impasse a week ago. The district has said they've given all that they can give, and the bus drivers union is not satisfied with the deals that have been offered to them. So at this point, the big sticking point is salary. Bus drivers in the district make $13.85 an hour. That's well below what bus drivers in other districts make. Some districts, they make up to $18 per hour. The district did offer them a raise to $15.75 an hour. That's a significant raise. It's 10%, but it's still not the $18 an hour that drivers are making in other districts. So the union isn't willing to budge, and it doesn't seem like the district is willing to budge at this point. Last year, though, you may recall there was nearly a teacher strike just a few days before school was set to start, and the two parties were able to reach an agreement really at the last minute and prevent that strike. So anything could happen.
But if the district and union negotiators do not return to the table, April, give us an idea of how many students will be affected and left without transportation potentially.
Well, it's a lot of students, 10,000 actually. And they're not just DPS students. DPS bus drivers actually transport charter school students and parochial school students. We should also say that all of these kids are younger than high school age, so preschool through eighth grade. Most high school students either walk to school or drive or take RTA.
What is DPS saying about how they're going to help students get to and from school? Have they released a plan?
They're not saying a whole lot at this point. They have said that they have a plan in place in case the strike happens, but they haven't really released details of that plan yet. Last week, they said that they were looking into hiring outside busing providers. This may be difficult, though, because many districts in Miami Valley, including DPS, have struggled to find full-time bus drivers in recent years. So it seems like there's just a shortage of drivers in the area all in all. Superintendent Lawley is also encouraging carpooling, and she says that additional staff members would be available to assist with the traffic in case a strike actually does happen. It's also important to note here that this would all coincide with state testing, so that might complicate things even further.
Okay, there's a lot going on. So what else should we be thinking about, April? Give us a sense of what you'll be watching for over the next few days. And are you hearing from parents how they're planning to get their kids to school if the strike goes forward?
So the next thing we're really looking out for is the details of that backup transportation plan from the district. Parents are obviously kind of anxious about how this is going to play out for them, and there hasn't been a whole lot of direction from the district so far. I will say this is spring break for Dayton Public Schools, and if an agreement isn't reached, the strike is scheduled to start on Tuesday, so that's the day after they return from spring break. So parents are planning right now, and the district hopefully will release their plan in the next couple of days.
Well, we'll be watching. Thank you for the update, April.
Thanks, Jess.